many Muslims understand.
You need to understand the book properly, and you need to therefore discuss with an open mind. And despite differences, the Quran itself claims that Muslims need to come together in the light of the Quran. The understanding that emerges through an honest reading of the Quran, thankfully, is an understanding which is tolerant, peace-loving, accommodating. And that is a message and an understanding that is emerging more and more clearly as we are doing our research. Now, it really is a project which can be divided into many other sub-projects. Some outstanding scholars are contributing. We're looking forward to others joining. And it's a process which actually is taking place now. My visit to Australia was preceded by two visits to this country by Mr. Javed Ahmed Ghamdi, who is at the moment the torchbearer of this whole research process. I found people really interested in knowing what we have to say. And honestly, what we have to say is that everybody should join in understanding. No question is an irrelevant question. No criticism can be ignored. If Muslims claim that the message of God is from Him for the entire humanity, the onus of explaining is on them. So if somebody criticizes or asks a question, we should not frown upon it. We should just try to explain and admit wherever we have a feeling that the point raised is valid. And there is no possibility that while we understand the Quran and we talk to non-Muslims, that we ever claim that they are damned, they are doomed, they are to be condemned. Not at all. They are equally good humans who, by God's design, have fallen on the other side of the divide. And it really has to be an ongoing process of discussing, understanding, that we will be able to learn more from each other. That is more of what I mentioned, talked about yesterday. Interfaith dialogue. I emphasize the fact that it is so very important that we do it with a view, with a spirit to genuinely understand each other, not with a view to convert or to reject the other view. This life is a great gift of the Almighty, wherein the diversity that we have in the world is by design. And it is meant to enable everybody to chip in with their respective views. And, you know, we have to understand more and more of what is correct and what is true. And most certainly it is something which is relative to the individual, his, her potential, his, her circumstances. I was really excited to learn about this center. Simply because of the name, you know, the title is brilliant. I'm not too sure whether we have similar departments or centers anywhere else. But I think it's a wonderful idea. It's an idea which really needs to be popularized. And the Muslim-non-Muslim relationship should grow, should become more warm, frank, and open. That's the only way out. Sadly, if this is something which doesn't happen, we are already in trouble. We are going to have even more trouble. So I think the kind of work you people are doing, and hopefully we are doing something similar, is not just a good academic exercise to to satisfy our intellects and our understanding, I think it's desperately vital. That makes us feel more responsible, but that is also what makes us feel more motivated. And of course, we look forward to whatever kind of collaboration, cooperation that is possible between us at Almore and your center. Exchange of scholars, lectures, literature, contribution of articles, research work, everything is possible. And of course, it's something that is dear to you and is equally dear to us.